was fat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, instead of being pregnant, so he says, uh-huh. so-and-so is fat, she's going to have a baby.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
Okay.
But as I said, that was sort of off on the side. That kept low tone of voice.
Yeah.
And the other children said, hearing you that kind of stuff, you possibly keep it away from.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any funny expressions that struck you as being kind of funny?
I guess Miss Rose Blackett it calls them bitter right now.
Did you ever hear something like swallow the pumpkin seed or broke her foot or?
I've heard a lot of things like that. That's another expression they say about this.
What's that?
Like this woman, when she's pregnant, she can't show it. She says she's swallowed pumpkin seed. That is an expression that they have.
Yeah. Okay, now, when you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for, you'd call her a...
midwife.
Okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
You'd say... just the very spit of his father. That is an expression usually.
Okay.
Instead of saying image of his father, it's just the spit of his father. I don't know why they have it up there.
Okay, well, they say
takes after his father.
Okay.
Or favors his father or something to that effect.
Okay, now, you might say, maybe he doesn't have the same appearance that his father has, but he has the same behavior, the same mannerisms. Now, you mentioned takes after and favors. Does one of them mean more looks and the other means more behavior, or can you think of any expressions?
I think so. When he said takes after his father, I figured that would be that would apply to his behavior.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. And as much so as it would in looks, he didn't have to favor his father.
Uh-huh.
From to use that expression of takes after his father.
Uh-huh. What about if it's his father was just no good, you know, just didn't amount to much and had some bad habits. And as the son grew up, it looked like he was going to be the same. What expression would you use?
Well, expression said, like chip off the old block.
Does that mean something bad?
That meant following his father's footsteps, you know.
Okay, but what if it was bad? Is there any special?
No, not in particular, I don't know, recall. But once in a while you hear people say, well, if this son come up now and went the other way and was making a genteel gentleman,
uh-huh.
People say, well, he didn't do it after his father. He's a different type.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, huh? If a child has been misbehaving, you might tell them that if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Yeah, you're going to get a whipping, or I'll get you a boot or something to that effect. Some sort of slang like that.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to say for myself, when I grew up, when my dad said, that's enough, I knew just exactly what he meant. He didn't have to talk to us children. He had a way of looking at us, and we knew that things better change. That is, if we was doing something that's bothering him or bothering the people who were around.
Uh-huh.
Well, he just sort of give us a little hard look and that.
Uh-huh.
And there's another thing about it. If you ever promised he's going to give you a whipping, you just well get yourself in shape. He might be leaving and gone for the rest of the day, but it just is.